Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The town of Westport in County Mayo has long held a reputation as a desirable place to live and to visit, a fact that is reflected in its house prices. Well, now a row has developed between councillors over plans to develop 50 social housing units close to the town centre, with some in favour of adopting a Westport-only approach to allocation. Well, one of those is Fine Gael councillor Peter Flynn, who joins me now, along with Fianna Fáil councillor Brendan Mulroy, who holds a different view. You're both very welcome. Thank you for joining us. And Peter Flynn, I might start with you and explain to people what's happening here. Plans are in place for 50 social houses, and it sounds like a way of getting lots of young families into the centre of Westport. What are your own objections to the plan?
Yeah, I suppose, thanks Claire, and I suppose just to set a little bit of context to the debate we had last week, from a Westport point of view and from the municipal district area, this is the only zoned land that is left in the town. It's the only, so once we use this for social housing, there's nothing else left.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that, though?
Well, the big problem with it, Claire, is that in terms of affordable housing, we've delivered nothing, and we need to ensure that we look after that cohort of people as well. That, you know, I mean, at the moment in Westport, we're very lucky with some great employers, but we have hundreds of families commuting very significant distances in and out of Westport every day. We have local people. We love the fact that Westport is so cosmopolitan, welcoming people from all over the world, from all over the country. But the problem is that people who were born and bred here are really struggling to get onto the property market because they simply can't compete.
Okay, but surely you should be looking after the most vulnerable first.
Oh, absolutely. And then, look, this isn't about a debate about social and affordable. This is about getting a mix. This is about what we do when we're talking about planning, be it talking about housing, climate change. It's about getting a mix of tenures in there, getting people from all aspects of life, every class of life, young, old, unemployed, people in employment, and it's getting that mix and getting people living in our town
centre. So you'd be in favour of 50-50, affordable and social, is that what you're saying?
We passed a motion actually only a number of weeks ago, which we all unanimously agreed to, that we would have a 60% of any large development would be affordable housing and 40% would be social. So we get that nice mix within the town and keep, you know, what has made Westport special is there is no social classes. We're all pretty much the one. We play together, we socialise together, we work together. And it's important we do that from a housing point of view as well, that we continue that pattern and don't kind of create our pigeonhole people into different categories. And I think that would be a really wrong approach.
Okay, Brendan, what are your concerns about what Peter is suggesting there? Do you think it creates a stigma?
Well, look, myself and Peter have had this discussion over the last couple of weeks, and it's been very public at this stage. But just to give my own breakdown on what's happened here, Peter, like, has outlined Westport very well there. It is a very welcoming town. It's very cosmopolitan. And, you know, the people of Westport are the most friendliest that you'll ever come across, and we want to be welcoming into the future. The difficulty I have here is the stigma that's attached to social housing is that this is a social housing scheme. We've been given 11.5 million euros by the government. This is not an affordable scheme. And with the best will in the world, all we're doing is fooling people by pretending that we're able to get an affordable scheme across the line. There's 50 houses, 11.5 million, and if that money does not go into the social housing, this is going out to Apartheid, the money goes all the way up to Dublin. Now, I'm not going to stand by and watch 11.5 million go all the way up to the road to Dublin for the government to take back. We also have another plan for the convent site in Westport for affordable. We're looking at putting in 27 affordable there, and we're looking at putting in 12 elderly apartments stroke houses into that area.
So you're saying it's not the only development in town?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, look, let's call it spade a spade. I think the difficulty here is that they are social houses, you're right, and the stigma attached to that by certain people, not by me, by the way. I was born and reared in a council estate and quite proud of that. And the idea that Westport people should be put to the top of the list, the Westport people themselves wouldn't agree with that, because the majority of people who were fair-minded and actually understand the whole situation, what Councillor Flynn is proposing would rule out the likes of people from Achill, Newport, Mulroney, Lewsburg, Murrisk and Ahagower from ever being able to set foot in Westport.
Is that right, Peter Flynn? You don't want them in Westport?
No, it's quite the contrary, Claire. I mean, the problem is right now, I met a guy over the weekend who was chatting to me about this specific one. He's moved to Westport, his wife has moved with him, and there's two kids along with him. They've been forced to buy a house in Claremorris, which is 42 kilometres away. It's just completely madness. We talk about sustainable living and doing our bit for climate change, but having a couple like that commuting with their two cars every day into Westport makes no sense.
But they're not from Westport, are they?
Absolutely not from Westport, but they're very welcome in Westport. We want for
But you said in your Facebook post, we have a moral obligation to prioritise local families who are linked to the area when it comes
Absolutely.
To an affordable housing scheme. So he and his family wouldn't be allowed in.
So there's two. No, what I've made it very clear, Claire, is there's two categories here. There's one, the people that are in permanent jobs in Westport who are working in so many great employers. We want those to be living in town as well as working in town. And it's also the younger people who are part of the families that Brendan and I came up with. We need to try and do everything to discriminate in their favour, that we keep them here, that they're beside their parents, their grandparents, their brothers and sisters. And again, we're trying to make that sustainable society mm-hmm. where we don't have segregation, where we don't talk about social and affordable. We're just trying to get a mix here. We're not trying to say social can't happen. What we're saying is, social is really important, but affordable is equally important.
Yeah,
and I want to be the one to throw those people under the bus.
Brendan, it makes sense really, doesn't it? If you're trying to attract people away from the big cities, you have to be able to say to them that you can live where you work.
Absolutely, Claire. I really have no difficulty with this, where the waters have been muddied here is. As soon as I get them 50 houses on the golf course road and people into them, Claire, I will move on at 100 miles an hour and make sure that affordable sites are developed and people are coming to live in the centre of Westport and right around it. But at this moment in time, there are 50. If I go through the list on the golf course road, the breakdown for Westport is we have 196 people looking for one and two bedrooms, and we have 60 families looking for three bedrooms or more. And the golf course road scheme will allow for 50 families to come into Westport, and out of that, they will, like the people in the town already, will contribute to society, will go on to play football, and hopefully go on to play football for Westport United and for Westport GA Club, Rugby Club, and everything else that goes with that, and also go on and play for Mayo. But we have a moral obligation now to make sure that them 50 houses, which the government are giving us 11.5 million for, and let's call a spade here, it is the only show in town because the government will not allow us to put affordable houses on that site. It is gone out to a part 8 at this moment in time. And I think it's very disingenuous for Councillor Finn, with all due respect to him, myself and Councillor Finn know each other quite well, but it is very disingenuous to give people hope for affordable houses on this scheme when there is no scheme in place for affordable houses at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to that, Peter Flynn?
I completely disagree with Brendan, to be quite honest. Yeah. I mean, the reality is that his own minister, Dara O'Brien, is in the process of putting a bill through on affordable housing. We'll have two options, hopefully within the next 3 months. We'll have the Service Site Fund Initiative and the Pure Affordable Housing Scheme, where land owned by the local authority is ready to go. We, as I said again at the start, this is the only piece of ground that we have in the whole municipality area of West Mayo, which is dedicated mm-hmm. to a piece of ground for affordable housing. If we miss this opportunity, it could be another number of years mm-hmm. before we rezone land, before we go Part 8 and all the rest of it. Again, I suppose I just want to bring come back to one point. In terms of the Mayos, and it's the same for every town and city in the country, it's about looking at our future needs for housing. And right now, the house types that are required within the housing strategy is predominantly aimed at where our democracy is in terms of one and two bedroom house units. And yes, we're looking
to build
50...
There are 60 families, aren't there, waiting for social housing.
Again, the numbers are where we disagree. There's 112 people on the housing list for Westport. Only 14% of those are three-bedroom or more.
That's 100% wrong, Peter. You know that's wrong.
Like, that's what we're dealing with.
That's fake news.
And the other aspect...
The figures are wrong. There's 256 people on that eligible for social housing in Westport. 256.
Look, from a housing point of view, and every number stacks up.
Is
every
correct,
housing
Peter?
Report comes out.
Peter, I'm going to ask you straight out now. Is that number, the 256, now that includes people who are on the Ross scheme and who are on the HAP scheme. And there's 59 on the HAP and there's 86 on the Ross. But for some convenient reason, you've decided to leave these people off the list. The house in need and the people in Westport has 256 family units eligible for social housing. There's 50 houses available at this moment in time with 11.5 million coming from the government. I'd ask you, and I plead with you at this stage, to do the right thing and support this and get it over the line.
Look,
and both of us together will work. We'll work then to make sure affordable housing...
Brendan, the Land Development Agency plans might take you out of it altogether because the councillors might be removed from decisions like this.
Well, that is another situation, and that's a conversation, Claire, that every councillor across the country will have to have. But
yeah.
At this moment
what
in time,
do you think?
Well, I wouldn't be happy with that. I think the councillors really should have the power and have a bit of say. We've very little say left at this moment in time, and I think it's time for LAMA and AILG to stand up and support their councillors. But Clare, this is unique at this moment in time. This has gone out to a Party 8. The money is there.
Okay.
There's 256 on
use
the
it
list.
Or lose
it's time
it, you
we
say.
Developed it.
Okay.
You lose it or lose it. Yeah,
exactly. One point
let's leave there really quickly, Peter. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, look, I understand. I mean, look, we've made decisions in this country over the years based on financial numbers, based on developments, because we could spend money.
Okay.
That's it has led us up a very dangerous path over the years and caused us big difficulties. We need to make decisions which ensure sustainable living,
right,
that we get the mix right, that we actually match our housing need with the requirements.
We've got to leave it there.
Taking an easy
Peter
approach
Flynn.
To council estates is not the way to go.
And Councillor Brendan Mulroy, thank you both very much indeed for joining us.